You are listening to the WGXC News Update. You can read these stories and more by visiting the newsroom at WGXC.org. Jim Plank in the Daily Mail reports that the Huntertown Board is considering repealing or changing two of six recent laws that proved controversial at a standing room only special meeting April 12th. The small-scale mining law and the timber harvesting law may be discussed at repeal hearings next month, while the mobile home law, site plan law, junkyard law, and scrap metal law remain under scrutiny for potential revision, according to the story. The lengthy story outlines views on all sides of the issues, from local business owners to weekend residents. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Emily Engo reports in Newsday that former New York governor and Republican presidential candidate George Pataki endorsed Ohio Governor John Kasich April 14th at a $1,000 a head fundraiser in Manhattan. Pataki predicted Kasich, quote, doesn't just beat Hillary Clinton, he trounces Hillary Clinton, end quote, in a fall election matchup. First, though, the Republicans and Democrats hold their presidential primary in New York April 19th. Read the full story in Newsday. Scott Waldman at Politico New York reports that presidential candidate Bernie Sanders met with an Albany chapter of the Black Lives Matter movement backstage before his April 11th rally, including relatives of Dante Ivey, the 39-year-old schizophrenic man who died after being tasered and beaten by Albany police last year. The group released a 7-minute video of the encounter with Sanders, which you can find on the WGXC newsroom page. Quote, thank you for giving me a crash course on Albany because I didn't know that, Sanders says in the video posted on Facebook. What we don't have yet is a culture in this country that says to the police departments that lethal force, in this case using a taser several times, is a last resort, not a first resort, right? Clearly, in this particular case, it can be dealt with in 100 different ways, end quote. Sanders did not mention Ivy when he listed the names of African Americans killed in police encounters during his speech in Albany. Read the full story at Politico New York. This has been the WGXC News Update.